Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Continuing with the chapter on yaqeen and tawakkul, having firm faith in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, yaqeen, believing in the words of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the words of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, without any doubt. In other words, our thinking, our mind, our understanding may be wrong, but there is nothing, absolutely nothing perfect are the words of Allah ta'ala and Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So today's hadith, Anas radiallahu anhu, قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم من قال يعني إذا خرج من بيته بسم الله توكلت على الله ولا حول ولا قوة إلا بالله يقال له هديت وكفيت ووقيت وتنحى عنه الشيطان رواه أبو داود وقال الترمذي حديث حسن وزاد أبو داود فيقول يعني الشيطان شيطان آخر كيف لك رجل قد هدي وكفي ووقي. Hazrat Anas radiallahu anhu narrates that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, one who leaves his house and he says in the name of Allah, I trust in Allah. He says, Bismillah, tawakkaltu ala Allah, in the name of Allah, I trust in Allah. La hawla wa la quwwata illa billah. He says these words, Bismillah, tawakkaltu ala Allah, la hawla wa la quwwata illa billah. So what this means is, in the name of Allah, I trust in Allah, there is no power and might except in Allah. Now, يُقَالُ لَهُ, it is said to him. One of two explanations, it is said to him, either by an angel, or either Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says to this person. So this is one of two possibilities. Either an angel says to him when he reads this dua, when he's leaving his house, or Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says to him, هُدِيتَ وَكُفِيتَ وَوُقِيتَ, that you are guided. Your needs are fulfilled and you are protected. Who doesn't need the protection of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Who doesn't need guidance? And who doesn't need that he should be protected, guided, and whatever needs he has, his needs should be fulfilled. All of us require it. But so simple to get this done is a person reads these du'as. Or reads a specific du'a where a person says, Bismillah tawakkaltu ala Allah, la hawla wa la quwwata illa billah. وَتَنَحَّ عَنْهُ الشَّيْطَانِ, and the next thing or next benefit that happens is shaitan stays far away from him. Just by reading such a simple dua, leaving the house, he's reading this dua, it is said to him, هُدِيتَ وَكُفِيتَ وَوُقِيتَ وَتَنَحَّ عَنْهُ الشَّيْطَانِ. Now it is said to him that you've been guided, your needs have been fulfilled, وَوُقِيتَ, and you are protected. Today when a person leaves his house, he doesn't know what dangers are out there. Yesterday we explained that it is not only physical dangers, but they are also spiritual, ruhani dangers. And that's how it should be normally. But unfortunately, in our homes today, we have brought in those gadgets, those television sets, sometimes with the cell phone, sometimes with the internet, that not only out of the house there are spiritual harms, even inside the house also now, the spiritual harms have come. So therefore, we have to be very, very careful, as we see in these du'as, that the house itself is supposed to be a protection for one. It should never be such that when a person is coming into his house, he is now exposing himself to spiritual harms and other type of harms. His house should be clean and kept pure from any type of spiritual harm. At least this one place should be there that it protects his iman and protects the iman of his children. So anyway, when this person is coming out now, and now it is said to him such powerful words, you have been guided, your needs have been fulfilled, and you are protected. And we all want this type of thing, but all we need to do is make it a point of reading this dua. And then we read this dua also, read it loudly, so that the children that are there, they also learn the dua. They know that when we are leaving the house, we have to recite this dua. Especially in our time today, there's so many dangers that are lurking out there, so many different things that are happening to so many different people. So let us not be foolish. Simple thing Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam have taught us, what would yaqeen, we should do it and have that firm yaqeen. Hazrat Abdullah ibn Mas'ud radiallahu anhu says that once I said these words, la hawla wa la quwwata illa billah, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam asked me, do you know what they mean? You saying these words, la hawla wa la quwwata illa billah. You know what a great personality Hazrat Abdullah ibn Mas'ud radiallahu anhu was. But when Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam asked him, do you know what these words mean, la hawla wa la quwwata illa billah, it was impossible that Hazrat Abdullah ibn Mas'ud didn't know the translation of this. Impossible to assume that he didn't know the translation. But when Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam asked him, do you know what these words mean? He replied, Allahu wa Rasulu A'lam. Allah Ta'ala and His Rasul Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, they know best. In other words, I don't know what they mean. Allah Ta'ala, Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam know best. Then Hazrat Abdullah ibn Mas'ud radiallahu anhu says, the Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam told me that it means la hawla wa la quwwata illa billah, that except with the help of Allah, there is no power to assist a person from disobeying Allah. I mean, this person can't disobey Allah, or this person will, he can only save himself from disobeying Allah if he has that strength that Allah Ta'ala gives him. In other words, on his own also he can't save himself from guna. He can only save himself from guna if Allah Ta'ala helps him. So here he's saying, la hawla, there is no power to save a person's self from any disobedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala except with the help of Allah. And what's the meaning, la hawl? That is la hawl. Wala quwwata illa billah. There is no might that can cause a person to obey Allah except with the power or the might from Allah. In other words, to stay away from guna, you need Allah. To do good also, you need Allah. Everything you need Allah. This is what is the meaning of la hawla wa la quwwata illa billah. Allah Ta'ala give us the tawfiq. When we read these du'as, we should think of the meaning also. That whatever guna that I'm going to be saved from, it is because of the help of Allah. And whatever good I'm going to do is because of the might of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Without Allah Ta'ala, there's nothing that I can do. It doesn't matter who I am and what qualifications I have, but it's only the strength of Allah Ta'ala that's going to assist me to do these things. Allah Ta'ala give us all the tawfiq of making amal. As we know, today is Friday, we should increase salawat upon Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. We should try and make it a point of going early for Jummah Salah. We should recite Suratul Kahf. We should read it and encourage our families also to recite Suratul Kahf. At one point that many brothers bring every week, they tell me that many people after the Farz Salah of Jummah, they just walk out. So we should make it a point also, it is a Friday, minimum we should do is make it a point of reading our Sunnat Salat. It's very important. Person is careful about his Sunnat Salat, Allah Ta'ala will make it such that he will protect this person's Farz Salah. And it will be a means, person doing his Nawafil is a means of patching up, like how you get a polyfiller, is a means of patching up, filling up any weaknesses that are there in a person's faraid. So therefore we all have weaknesses. None of us can say we don't have weaknesses. There's one polyfiller that we are given, is that a person does his Nawafil. So now this fixes up all the cracks that we have in our faraid. So therefore we should take advantage and make it a point of reciting or reading our Sunnat and Nafil Salat. And then also the time between Asr Salah and Maghrib Salah, Mubarak time, many people find, we find that they're outside or they're not in the masjid. We should make it a point of at least engaging in dua before the time, before the Maghrib Salah. Many ulama of the opinion that this is a time wherein du'as are answered. Subhanallah bihamdi, subhanaka Allahumma wa bihamdika, nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk. Subhana rabbika rabbil izzati amma yasifun, wa salamun al mursaleen, walhamdulillahi rabbil alamin.